This episode is sponsored by StuFinder. Find and book recording studios on the StuFinder app.
Oh, snap, Daily Rap Facts, what the?
What it do is your player partner, Kirk O'Vanes, man. It's Daily Rap Facts, man. Rap Dictionary is going down. You did. All right. So I'm about to open this motherfucker. See, if I wasn't on camera, I would have opened it with my teeth. Get it done. Well, we gonna be real nice. Ape shit to go crazy or insane. Most definitely. But this next one I like a lot right now, especially. ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm having a time of my life right now. Like, I got my realtor already working. Like, I need a spot. You know what I'm saying? ATM, I like that too. I can't visit them hoes a lot, but I'm fucking auto-tune. Hold on. God damn. Life changing. Auto-tune changed a lot of people's life in this room. You did pitch correction to enhance single vocals. If you don't understand what that is, if you don't do any kind of music, you might not understand what auto-tune do. Everybody on that, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on that type time. Baby mama, the mother of a man's kid who is not married or dating. I don't have any of those. I don't have any kids. Back end, concert or show money, but. So the back end means basically like when you get booked for 10,000. They got to send you 5,000 up front. And then on the back side, they got to send you another 5,000. So that's the back end. You know what I mean? So make sure you got your front and your back end connected before you walk into that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Drip. Shout out my guy, Sauce Walker. You know what I'm saying? The clothes injure you well. You know what I'm saying? H-Chine is going down. We going to forever be dripping. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Y'all got some words. I see fake fugazi. I don't know nothing about none of that. Piping. To be having sex. That's a new one. Hold on. Section 8. Okay, yeah. I like that. Housing. You know what I'm saying? Government assisted housing. You know, a lot of us grew up on Section 8. I ain't particularly grew up on Section 8, but I grew up around Section 8 apartments. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. My mama did her thuggy where, you know, she kept us a little bit above the Section 8 situation, but I've been around that, you know, grew up with that, and guess what? That don't mean nothing. How you start is not how you finish. So if you are a part of anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I remember when, like, people talk about government cheese. I remember when the goddamn 18-wheelers used to pull up to my apartments, and my mama used to see me over there because I was the fastest out of my siblings, and I was just going in hard. Actually, like, grab cheese and eggs and milk and all that kind of stuff for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the government cheese is a real word. And, like, I actually went through that. And I wouldn't change it because it was fun to me. Being poured on me, you know what I'm saying? Just mean you got a lot of room to grow. Gal. Girl. Who put this in here? That's the Texas word, son. Gal is crazy. Because every time I talk to any girl that's not from there, I'd be like, gal. She's like, why you say? Because you really think about it, like, gal. Like, it sounds like howdy. Goddamn. Gal. That's my gal. So, where we from? That's what it is. That's your girlfriend. You don't say girlfriend, woman. You say, that's my gal. That sounds crazy as hell, though. Think about that shit. Culture vulture. Someone who steals from a culture and displays it as their own. I'm from Houston. We have experienced a lot of that. I have experienced a lot of that. I feel like I ushered in the sound and, you know what I'm saying, with the melodies, with the rap shit that a lot of people, you know, culture vultured off of. But I ain't tripping, though. Like, do your thing. Go with it. Y'all got some crazy words in here, bro. What the fuck? I know ain't nobody read that. Y'all got some shit in here, dog. Hold on. I'm just, God damn it, me, man. Masters. I like words. I like when you get to educate people. Masters, original recordings. If you come to my house and you record a song, I own your masters. Nah, I'm just joking. I do, though. Just letting you know that. You know what I'm saying? Masters, man, please make sure y'all doing, y'all understand what that means. Y'all understand how you need to be on, well, you could own your masters. And also, if you don't own your masters, understand that the person that's helping you to move forward with your career and things of that nature, like, you have to give and take. So you can't own everything. If you go into somebody's studio recording and they put up the money for you and stuff like that, it's a partnership. So you need to know how to share and you need to learn that. You need to learn that, you know. If somebody own your masters, you know what I'm saying, in 30 years, goddamn, you get the mugs back. But you got to register for that shit the day before, you know what I'm saying, on the 29th year, goddamn. That probably went over a lot of y'all heads, but yeah. Ho. So, in Houston, we refer to everything as ho. That ho good as fuck. You talk about food. You talk about that hoe. You could be like, goddamn, that's my hoe. You know what I'm saying? Or them hoes clean, shoes. It could be, where you get that hoe from, that drink he got right there? Oh, goddamn, that hoe live. That camera he got right there. Oh, that hoe sound good as fuck. The music that's playing right there. So when you're using everything, we call everything hoe. So if I call you that, I ain't mean no harm, sweetheart. D-Town. For me, that's going to be Dallas. Dallas, Texas. And Dallas, Texas did a lot for my career because I went to Prairie View and then I went to college. And when I was popping my shit in college, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the D-Town effect at Prairie View is what really like gave me that edge. You know what I'm saying? Houston, we really cool and chill, you know what I'm saying? But when I was out there, when the Dallas people, they showed me like the other side where like you get a little rowdy, like you get turned up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and my content changed a little bit when I got to college because of my Dallas partners and shit like that. Like one of my roommate, he actually live out here from D-Town, like a motherfucker. I got to call that boy. Cougar. An older woman who likes and dates younger men. I have came through my fair share of cougars. I ain't gonna give him no term though, you know what I'm saying? I'm young, I like older women. And I think that, you know, when you still got it going, goddamn, you ain't gotta stop. Age ain't nothing. Age ain't nothing but a number, so you gotta still keep that shit popping, you know what I'm talking about? For shit for sure. Cheddar. I see Cheddar, I think about my boy Cheddar to connect, you know what I'm saying? Flick of the wrist, you know what I'm talking about. Shout out my boy T Wayne in the building right now, you know what I'm saying? That was one of the hardest songs that came through Houston in a long time. So when I think about Cheddar, that's what I think about. Flick of the wrist, Cheddar. And he found Don Toliver too, you know what I'm saying? It's a long tree of goddamn artists that we rock with in Houston and they're doing their thing. Hey, Kirk O'Bangs, man. I just read the Rap Dictionary, you know what I'm saying? Tap in, man. Make sure you get one of these motherfuckers. It's really going down. The way you talking is how we walking. You feel me? Is up, goddamn. H-Town, you know it. Love.
This episode was brought to you by Daily Rap Facts. Watch full videos on Daily Rap Facts YouTube. Download the Rap Dictionary app and purchase a Rap Dictionary.